7th District Legislative Update. I'm Tracy Ellis with Senator Shelley Short. Hello, Senator Short.
Hello, and welcome to folks back home.
You have a bill that would rein in the state's education bureaucracy and clarify the role of the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction. So why is this bill important?
The bill is important for one reason and one reason only, and that is to reinforce and bring back local control of our school boards to our communities, to their schools. That's where the decision-making has to be. And we can only see in recent years, not just with the legislation that the Democratic majority passes and has signed into law, but also the examples through COVID, where the superintendent, I think, abused his position at the behest of the governor to come in and say, well, you're not doing this correctly, or you're doing it in a different way, and we're going to fine you, or we're going to threaten to withhold funding. And the school boards who took the right steps to represent their communities ultimately had to walk that back because of those threats. The Constitution uniquely says that the Office of Superintendent of Public Instruction has a supervisory role, but it doesn't really define what that is. My bill would define it. My bill would say that, yes, for fiscal accountability, for fiscal transparency of all these school districts and the use of public funds, that is a very important function of that position. But that's all it should be. He should be helpful, not hurtful.
This week, we had the first real big floor fight of the session on a bill that eliminates the tax advisory votes that appear on the Washington state ballot. Why did Republicans fight?
The fight on the floor was about preserving voters' understanding of how the legislature voted on tax increases. The prime sponsor's comments were offensive. Like, it's not your right as a voter to understand how we voted. And she was very demeaning and condescending. I think the Senate and the House are places where multiple ideas should be shared, multiple points of view, and we should have that respectful discussion. Her purposefully demeaning people who have a difference of opinion was offensive. I'm proud that we supported and stood up against the bill to preserve your right to have access to that information on your voter ballot. Stay tuned. Unfortunately, the bill passed. It goes to the House. I hope that it can be stopped there because we know, as you knew in 2007, the importance of having access to that information.
7th District Legislative Update with Senator Shelley Short. I'm Tracy Ellis.